I met Keith back when we were both renegade PFCs in Nam. The year was 1968, and our platoon was one of many in the now-famous failed Tet Offensive. Those VC bastards bombed the living hell out of us, and Keith and I were the only survivors from our unit. We ditched our packs and all unnecessary weight we could, opting instead for our M16s and a pack of government-issue smokes each. We even threw out our decks of playing cards and matches because we wanted to travel as lightly as possible. It was hell, that Nam. We walked our way through jungle and swamp at night, using the stars as our map, just trying to find our way back to base camp. It was 7 solid days of hell. The only thing we had to drink was water that gave us dysentery. But we trudged on, sick but strong, to make it back to camp. On the 7th day, we gave up traveling by night and instead went out in daylight. We were sick and hurting and figured if we were going to die, we'd better do it and take as many of those VC bastards with us as we could. We cut through a field when all of a sudden we heard a noise. We got down on our knees and could see what looked like black pajamas through the clearing. "It's VC," I said. "It's gotta be VC." Keith nodded and steadied his M16. We leapt through the bush, ready to fire. What we found surprised us even more. It was VC. It was the man in the black pajamas. But he was wounded fierce, and at his sides were 2 children nursing his wounds. They saw us and took several steps back. Now, Keith was usually a lot calmer than I was, but then on that fatal night of the Tet, I didn't watch 3 of my best friends take bullets directly in the face. Keith did. I caught a glance of his face and could see all the rage pouring out. "You sons of bitches!" he screamed, and he unloaded half of his clip into the wounded VC. "You dirty, yellow sons of bitches!" The kids were terrified. Now, like I said, Keith is usually very calm and very precise, but I suppose even I can't blame him for what happened next. "There's a bomb strapped to that kid!" he screamed and started firing at the kids. I was so shocked, I didn't even know what to do. I did what any soldier would have done, I suppose. I opened fire. We shot both of the kids and dug a shallow grave for our 3 kills with our bare hands. Keith was sobbing like a baby the entire time, and I kept cussing that goddamn Geneva Convention over and over again. We made it out of there alive, though, and to this day, Keith is one of the best friends that I have.